Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, partiers? What kind of night is it?
What? Woo! What?
Tell me what they're doing.
What?
Brother.
What?
Ooh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Fuzz and Travis Show for your April 17th, 2016. Let this be a sign.com. Also over on Facebook.com/Fuzz and Travis. Fuzz, I'm clicking you in right now. How are you doing, man?
Heyo!
We just got to hear the greatest intro tune in all of podcastum. So there you go.
Can you hear
me? At least I feel that. I can hear you.
Travis, can you hear me? That's my play on Tommy, can you hear me?
I like it. Not as much as I like your intro song.
Oh, thank you, man. Hey, but you won up to me. You won up to me, though, with your video.
My video.
Can't top that, brother. Can't top that.
The tune hits and you immediately think of, I personally think of Peyton Ezell. Shimmy and
Party Town USA, yeah. Brother.
Yeah. Or I think of Stone Cold Steve Austin clearing out his ears and then asking the question we all love to hear him ask.
What?
What? Awesome.
How long did it take you to piece that little gem together there, real deal?
Took me an afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah. Rocked and rolled it, dude.
Yeah. What do I even dare ask? What does your beautiful bride think of this video?
She has actually watched both videos that I've done. Obviously, one of them being the intro tune and the other being the weekend and review videos and all that good stuff. And she seems to be okay with them. So... pretty excited about that.
That's so funny. She's okay with them.
Yeah.
So funny. She's okay.
Yeah.
I just think it's so funny because we just love it so much, you know? And she's just okay with them.
She probably has the response that most of America has, except she doesn't necessarily share her exact thoughts, much like America probably would.
We're a little too MTV for young Whitney there. Would you say that?
Oh, yeah. I would say so. We are certainly not
just
her favorite
a
podcast.
Little... No. I know the answer to this, but she's never listened to an entire episode, has she?
Oh, no.
Good for her.
Never.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Some things are just better better left on, I don't know, whatever the phrase is. You know what I'm saying?
I got
anywho,
you.
Anywho.
I got you.
Yeah. You want to party when that comes on, man, you know?
I do. I mean, it, like, makes my day. My one of my classes full of juniors at school, they get to hear it on a regular basis because the girls of the class have expressed how much it gets on their nerves, so.
Oh! Oh, boy.
So I always find a way to introduce it in some way they're not expecting.
How do they not know that that's the worst possible thing they could say?
I don't know. I'm not sure how they made it this far without not understanding that. But they have, and they made that mistake. So now, every day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, when I have the class, it gets played at least once, maybe twice. So.
And what is their general reaction when they hear it?
Well, here's the thing. As much as annoying as they think, they every time they smile.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, I don't know how bad it could really be. I mean, put the smile on their face, so.
They love it.
That's creepy.
That's a very accurate impersonation there.
Yeah.
This song is so dumb. This is so so dumb.
Yes.
It's pretty not much funny.
It, yeah.
Then why
are
you
laughing? Pretty much the way it goes. Because you love it.
We're hilarious. We are hilarious.
I think I'm going to post it on my Facebook page, personal page again.
Might as well.
Why not?
They were Mean Gene there at the beginning, and then... Oh, man. You know, I
did
tried
you
to
like
make
that?
A little edit. I really did. I tried to make a little edit with... He's gonna puke. But it just didn't click. Well, alas, we stick with the good old classic, which is still great. Indeed.
A job well done.
Thank you. Travis.
Yes.
We are here tonight to talk about WrestleMania weekend. How about it?
It may be too much to share. You know, it may be one of those things where it's like you just need to, you know, what happened in Dallas stays in Dallas.
One of those cliches, huh?
Yep.
No, I say we just
go know
for
what?
It.
Yeah, we're going to open up that box, and we're going to share it with the world, or at least the, you know, five people who will listen to the intro, get about this far, and turn it off. So we're going to open up the
people
box.
That, 7 to 10 people that we may or may not know who are already bored and are like, all right, guys, don't blow this, and that's what I'm doing right now is blowing it. Anyway, continue.
Blowing it.
My tears feel like rain.
Where is Don? What a goon.
I'm gonna go to school and work.
Don Mateo, we miss you, buddy.
Calling
Don Mateo.
Paging Don Mateo. Anyways,
hey,
WrestleMania
who?
Weekend, 32, WrestleMania
it was
32,
a who?
First weekend in April,
mm-hmm.
in Dallas, Texas, Dallas Tejas.
Mm-hmm.
Me, you, the Frey movement himself, down in Dallas. Oh, and Mama Frey, lest we forget.
Mama Frey, lest we forget. Live and in living color.
Dominating. We're running the show, man. Running the show. Don't forget.
What you do.
How high? Fred, yay high.
Yay high.
We got to get Fred on the show sometime, man. He said it would be a privilege and an honor to join us on the show. He has no idea what he's talking about.
It would be our privilege, our honor. Come on, Fred. Don't sell yourself short there.
Freddy boy. So let's see. You rolled into Dallas on the 31st as well, right? Just earlier. Or were you there on Wednesday?
No. Thursday morning. Rolling in. Flying in. Love Field. Southwest Airlines. Get me there safe and sound. About 9:30 in the morning. Grabbing that Uber down to the hotel. Can't check in yet, though. But good news is I got Plants vs. Zombies on the old iPhone. We are good to go until Chucky gets in. Did you play this game,
yes.
Travis? Have you played this game, Plants
I've not
versus
played this
Zombies?
Game.
Oh, man.
I have not.
If you need to kill like an hour and a half and you just want the time to go by fast, open that up, man. It'll fly by.
Really? I'll have to check this out.
It's amazing, you know? Now, if you're just sitting on the couch trying to enjoy an afternoon, don't get on it because you will lose an entire afternoon. You're like, oh my goodness, the day is gone.
Plants versus zombies,
and Plants versus Zombies 2.
Hmm. I'll have to check it out.
It's an interesting and a fun game. I've been enjoying it, but like I said, you got to be careful.
Unfortunately, I have no time to do anything because this is the first moment I've had to be able to even do a show about something that happened 2 weekends ago.
True.
It's in Florence last weekend, Brandon, Mississippi yesterday. Going to fly out to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, early morning Wednesday.
D.C., what you doing in D.C., brother?
I'm going to put up with a bunch of 8th and 9th graders, take them around to things they probably don't even appreciate.
Such as?
The Capitol Building, Washington's house, George Washington's house, is great. So, it's going to be a good old time. Got busting out my wooden teeth for it.
There you go.
Anyways, I flew into Dallas and landed about 10:30, and you home dogs came and picked me up.
Yeah, we had
and it was on.
We had gone out to Arlington to go see NWA Parade of Champions. There was several matches on the card. Every match was including a champion of some sort. Saw Evan Morris, who wrestles locally here, who was holding the Missouri State Wrestling title. So
nice.
Cool. Jax Dane, the NWA Heavyweight Champion of the World. It's a terrible women's match. Terrible women's match. Oh. Anyone talk about
awful.
It? Shelton Benjamin showed up. Oh, yeah. It's awful. Shelton Benjamin showed up, which may have been the highlight of the card. And, you know, it was fine. The show was fine. It's kind of boring. He's there.
Give me a out of 5 stars, homeboy.
The show out of 5 stars? Oh, man.
Yep.
Two and a half.
Sweet.
It was $10. It was whatever.
But But then I showed up and the party started.
But then the real deal, Travis Creasy showed up and the party started. We picked you up and I think then we immediately went to bed.
Yes. Yes. Which the older I get, that's more of a party that I want. So.
Indeed.
There you go.
Got back to the Hyatt. Folks there treated us very well.
Fuzz, rate the Hyatt out of 5 stars.
Hyatt out of 5 stars will go with a 4. I very much enjoyed my stay. A little bit of a snafu with the card late one night, but. Hey, they gave us free water and a free slice of cheesecake.
Yeah, a dude came up and, was working on the door at, 1 o'clock in the morning or something. It was insane. It was awesome.
Oh, later than that, it was darn near 2, I would say.
Yeah. Shout out to you, dude. Yeah. Plus all the freebies. That's awesome, too. So what did we do on Friday? Got up, hit up some.
Well,
Friday. And you had a lot of wrestling on Friday, my friend.
Had a lot of wrestling.
Or was it Saturday?
Had a lot of wrestling all weekend.
A lot of sports entertainment.
Friday. We had Evolve at 4. Did we do anything before that? Was that the day that we went to we went and got Tex-Mex?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Got a little
pretty
Tex-Mex
good.
In our bellies.
One of those places where you didn't quite know if you were dressed appropriately, but
mm-hmm.
it was lunch. It was a nice snazzy little joint.
But they took
snazzy.
Care of us. And
they
didn't mind. They seemed to be okay with the casual attire that we decided to wear that day. So we rolled with it. Indeed. And then 4 o'clock rolled around. Now it's time for Evolve.
Highly enjoyed.
Which was.
Evolve. It was
a throwback.
58,
I believe, yeah. Evolve is a bit of a throwback when it comes to your sports entertainment there, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. I would even dare say that it's professional wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they wouldn't be ashamed to call it that.
Presented very much as a Spivan includes former UFC fighter Matthew Riddle, who I'm a big fan of.
He was awesome.
Zack Sabre Jr., can't say enough about him. Of course, the guys who were trying to steal the weekend, Ricochet and Will Ospreay.
Oh, man. Can't say enough.
Who else was on there? Johnny Gargano and Drew Galloway. Actually, that was funny. That was the show that opened up with that, botched finish of some sort.
Yeah.
Gargano's got – he's got – one of the guys, I don't even remember who it was, he got him in a submission. The guy starts tapping. So the bell starts ringing. The match is over. And they're like, well, I guess that wasn't supposed to be the finish. Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that was kind of a rough start.
Man,
then
they pulled a fan in there to redo the finish. So.
That was interesting.
Funny.
Never seen that before. Yeah.
I was jealous. Although I think I'd be terrified to get in there with those guys with all the flips and kicks and not so crazy stuff like that.
Oh gosh, I know.
I enjoyed it immensely.
Funny story from when I was a real little kid. Anytime I saw wrestling on TV, I would always say to my mom or whoever is in the room, I don't know why you would do that. You could break your neck. You could break your neck.
There you go.
Leave you paralyzed. Why would you do this?
So you were never wanting to take many risks as a child?
No. Not when it comes to breaking bones. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you're saying is you might not have been a part of the Petersville Wrestling Federation, of which myself, Don Mateo, and a couple of my cousins were founding members.
No, I don't know. By that point, I may have started gaining a bit of interest.
Yeah.
At that point, I may have started wanting to... was this like a trampoline wrestling federation?
This was a trampoline wrestling federation.
All right. See, I may have been interested in that.
Yeah. It was quite amazing. I enjoyed it immensely. Don probably could have taken a few less dragon sleepers.
No, man.
He had several incarnations. By the way, we have a caller. I think we're going to be happy about this. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, the Don Mateo.
It's alive.
It's alive.
Mateo is in the house.
What up, Don Mateo? Of wrestling himself.
The Don of wrestling.
Yeah.
Did you like my little add-on there that I had sent to you guys tonight? The Don of wrestling.
Loved it.
Don E. Brook.
Yes.
Let's say that again.
I enjoyed it.
You would be the Don of wrestling. Don E. Brook.
Oh, lovely.
He's amused.
You know, I
great
know. My tears feel like rain.
Yeah.
You know, it's no surprise. It's no surprise the day I buy a game that I've waited, it feels like a year, probably a year to play. The day I buy it, you guys are like, hey, there's a show tonight. Come in. Paging Don Mateo.
Paging Don Mateo.
Okay. I still called in, so that should show you how true my love is.
We do it for the people. We did it for the Rock.
For the Rock.
You guys pulled a mom. Like, mom calling me, you know.
Oh,
Dad's fighting the squirrels again.
Well, I like how folks are so offended. Low blow.
Low blow, brother. I will say this in my defense, Don Mateo. Travis is the one who did the page. Not me.
Yes.
It's the typical thing where if somebody did something good, it's Fuzz's fault. If it's something bad, it's Travis. Or
yeah.
Don.
Well,
Don.
I didn't think it would work, honestly. So I was like...
Let's still try and find a way to twist this to make this Don's fault, all right? let's think here.
I just did that.
How could this be his fault?
This is going to be the new episode. This is going to be the topic right here. Why do it now?
Yeah.
Why not save it for a full episode?
Good idea.
I don't know what's going on. Did you guys text me about it, the show?
3 days ago. We've been talking about this for 3 days, Don.
I have not heard a word of this at all. The first I've heard about it was Paging Don Mateo, and I thought, oh, that means there's a show. So I checked the other Twitter, like checked the other messages on Twitter. So sure enough, so here I am.
You gotta get your phone checked out, man, because I mean it wasn't 3 days ago, but we did text earlier.
Yeah,
I mean I assumed you did. I don't think it's because you guys have been neglected, because obviously you tweeted out, so it's just I've not gotten any of those messages.
It's okay this time, even though it's your fault. See, it didn't take a whole show.
No.
It didn't take a whole show.
Didn't take a whole show. I feel a little better. So, Don, what did you do WrestleMania weekend? We're talking about it.
What did I do WrestleMania weekend? I worked.
Yeah.
It was pretty lame. I don't remember what else I did.
Like a Hebrew slave.
Oh, gosh. He went there. That was fast.
You know,
you built
wait a second. Wait a second. I heard a black person say that one time, and I just thought, wait a second. What? Why didn't you just... it's not my place to say, but I mean, why didn't you just say... Never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah. That's probably best.
Have you guys recovered from your exhilarating weekend at WrestleMania?
No.
Nope.
I really haven't. I haven't been in any mood to get back into the flow of work at all.
That is the one bright side that of not going, is you don't have to, coming off of that, you know, that high, well, I won't say high, I did say high, the mountain, you know.
Yeah,
that,
I hear you.
That feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one good light there, but other than that, it's pretty miserable missing out.
And then the Monday afterwards was opening day. For me, so it's like, oh man, I got even more excitement going on.
You guys went to the NXT show, right? Both of you?
I did not go. Travis did not.
Oh, that's too bad. That's, you know, out of the whole thing, that's that match that I keep hearing about between Nakamura and Sami Zayn is the one I'm actually probably the most envious of missing. Because from what I just that intro and man, that just sounds like it was so incredible to be there.
It was pretty amazing. It's probably the best match I've ever seen live. And I've seen two Undertaker Shawn Michaels matches. Okay, I've seen I believe two Undertaker Triple H matches. I've seen Undertaker in Hell in a Cell. I've seen Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair. I've seen a lot of matches.
Yeah.
This was the best
and
one.
And the wild thing is I realized that the guys from What Culture who know their stuff, I mean, they know wrestling well. I mean, they have their fingers on the pulse of lucha wrestling, all the different versions of it as well. But they say this was their first ever WrestleMania. And Fuzz is over here, like, has been to both Shawn Michaels Undertaker matches, the one in 2008, this past one, the previous one. So he's got, you know, he's got wrestling cred, if anybody has it.
I guess.
I guess. If there is such a thing as wrestling cred.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an oxymoron, but.
I mean... For every Undertaker Shawn Michaels I've seen, you know, I've seen the Batista Umaga match, you know.
Oh my gosh. That is the match that I was just about to reference thinking. That's the for some reason why is that the one in our mind that is just the oh wait, I know why. It was the bottom of the barrel. That is the worst match I recall seeing live, in fact.
I've seen worse because I witnessed the Divas Battle Royal at WrestleMania 25 where Santina Marella won.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Of course it's all, you know, probably we've been to local shows, but I guess we're talking about it on a professional scale. Those are kind of the worst ones. But you know, so
I saw Kid Rock perform live.
Well, he did that. That's like dropping the nuclear weapon on, you know, a town. So you win. One up this all. You're welcome.
For every Shawn Michaels Undertaker, there's a Kid Rock concert or a Limp Bizkit concert.
Yeah, boy. You know, have I ever told you about how I had to sit through a Limp Bizkit concert when I went to go see Metallica?
All right. Turner had to do the same thing.
Summer Sanitarium Tour 2003.
Yep.
Deftones. Deftones. They were the like pre-show band. Who else was on that card?
What in reality, Limp Bizkit should have been a pre-show.
Mudvayne.
Mudvayne. Oh.
Okay. Linkin Park. And Limp Bizkit. And then Metallica. And I'm like, this is like such a weird collection of bands.
Well, I mean, you got to see Snoop Dogg WrestleMania weekend.
But I had just missed, like, a year or two previous. Metallica came through with Seven Dust and System of a Down and all these bands. Korn, not that I'm a big Korn fan, but, you know, just at least there's one or two songs I can appreciate.
I prefer the Black Eyed Peas. Sorry. Go ahead.
Can't do it.
But still, System of a Down. You know?
It's a vegetable joke. Sorry, go ahead.
You're fired.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'll hang up now.
You're fired.
I feel exactly like I did before I landed on Iwo Jima.
Anyways, went to NXT, which I should have known the one show I didn't go to when I was there would be the best.
Yeah.
And while he did that, NXT. I went and watched Batman versus Superman in the greatest movie theater of all time. But we're not here to talk about the movie theater. If you guys would like to continue your NXT
discussion. I just find it ironic that you go to a theater in Dallas. I mean,
Conan O'Brien once said to Jordan Schlansky, "You have the body language of Lee Harvey Oswald."
What a great compliment!
All right, let's just. I'm not asking for an explanation. I'm asking for a yes or a no. Let's go around the room here. Did Lee Harvey Oswald do it, Travis?
I think he was a part of it. I think
yes or no. Yes or no.
Well, you gotta pose it.
Yes or no.
Yes, but you couldn't do it by himself.
Don Matteo.
I'll say he was at least part of it. I don't know. I don't know if it's clear cut and dry as he did it alone or whatever, but he was involved.
How much is the government?
Anything I say beyond this point is speculation.
Yeah.
And I
well, obviously. But I just like to hear speculation.
You like to hear speculation?
I love speculation.
The documentary that I saw about the federal agent who was a part of it, and not accidentally a part of it, Did I even tell you that when we were there?
I don't think so.
I watched the documentary, and the whole point of the documentary is that when the shot rang out, like the first shot, not the kill shot, that one of the agents in a car behind them, who was one of the guys who switched out driving the car with that had the president part of the motorcade, had an agent that was usually a driver, and he reached down to get a gun to return fire. And as he's reaching down and pulls the gun up, the motorcade speeds up. And so the car jerks, he shoots, and he ends up being the kill shot that you see. And so the FBI covered it up to save that guy's, basically his life, because somebody would have, you know. And so that was really interesting, you know, because that would make a lot of sense. Well, we're not going to come out and tell on this guy who was trying to do the right thing. And, you know, so they, like, basically he went into the witness protection program and all that stuff. But anyways,
it's
interesting take on it. Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned the theater that I went to, because they're close by. It's right there in the area where NXT Access and Evolve was going on. And across from Evolve is a building that had JFK's head on the side of it, on the side. And I thought that was kind of awkward. But anyways.
Would it made you sick if you had seen JFK's brains on that fateful day?
Interesting enough, I came home and there's a documentary on Netflix about the series. The episode is on the assassination of JFK, and literally, I'm watching this thing. It's like an hour and a half long. I've watched it over two nights. Nothing disgusting. They've shown the Zapruder film, but nothing slowed down. And we're sitting there eating supper. And as soon as we start eating, they start showing the Zapruder film slow motion. And I kind of look at Whitney, hopefully to catch her glance so that she wouldn't look. With a mouthful of food, and before I could get her attention, it like they paused it for the most 3D look of the side of his head I've ever seen.
He's got a puke.
Exactly. And I mean, it was like pieces, like there were like three pieces.
He's
that looked like they were gonna
puke.
fly into my lap.
He's got a
puke. Well, you've outdone yourself.
Oh, man.
We've cracked ourselves up.
Oh, man.
What's up, partiers? What kind of night is it?
God bless
him. I hear that clip. I think the world is ending.
He's got a puke!
Don, have you seen the new intro theme video?
The new what?
The new theme song. The what's up, partiers? What kind of night is it? Have you seen the video that I made for it?
I actually did not watch it. Is it the theme song that Fuzz came up with, the new theme song that Fuzz came up with?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Melissa watched it, and I have not watched the whole thing yet, though.
it's currently on the Fuzz and Travis Show page, so
okay.
Yeah, you got to look at it.
Check it out. I saw a brief part of Peyton Ezell losing his mind.
Yeah, it's the best part. I think. Fuzz, you've just You set me up for that, didn't you? That's what you wanted.
Yeah. I kind of
yeah,
did.
Good. Yeah. It worked out perfectly.
Thank you.
So, I'm glad I could help out and make
he
it happen.
He's got a puke!
so clean. So clean. You know?
He's got a puke!
I like that one because you can hear him puke in the background.
He's got a puke!
I haven't even heard the puking noise in the background.
Yeah.
Where's that from?
He's got a puke! Yeah, he's got a puke!
That's from Beyond the Mat.
That makes it even better. There's a depressing movie
Vincent
about the
K.
rest
McMahon.
Of life. And we're using it as a funny clip.
He's got a puke!
Vincent K.
Huh? You gonna get sick? Huh? You gonna puke? Huh?
I'm gonna become that annoying guy who says that just in real life to people, just to get them to laugh or do whatever. She's got a puke.
He's got a puke.
So what happened next after NXT? Did we go home?
All right, so NXT, man, it worked out so perfect that NXT started at about 9. 8:30 was the pre-show, 9 o'clock was the pay-per-view. Travis's movie started at 8:45. They were right across the street pretty much. Ended about the same time, bada boom, bada bang, got back in the car. And from there, I believe we went back to the hotel. Because Saturday morning, we had to get up early. We had a big day that day. Had a lot
going on. Saturday all day.
All day?
Rode the...
There we go.
I don't even know what you call what we rode, but it wasn't a subway because it wasn't underground, but...
No, it was the metro rail system. But what I did think was funny is we try and get the shuttle to take us to the train station, and we're waiting in the lobby for the lady to bring the van around, and finally we start to go take a look. We go in the back, and she's like, I can't get the emergency brake off. Can you help me?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be embarrassing for you. But, yeah, made it safe and sound via the public train, to the convention center. And what we do there, we had a little fan access.
I mean, people
on,
were standing in line to see us.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, just hanging from the rafters. You know?
Our truth actually walked into the Elimination Chamber just to chat and hold the sign. I told him he couldn't hold
it. He's like, I gotta get a picture. Where are you from, guys? Where are you from? MontthisBeAsign.com, son.
Son. Did you really call him son?
I did not call him son. No way, Jose.
I wouldn't think so.
I am not that stupid.
Maybe I am insane. Maybe I am insane. And maybe it's time for you to find out how insane I am. Yeah. Right now, yeah.
I love how that cut. Every time that cut starts with, maybe I am insane. It's like, yeah, maybe you are. Because you are insane.
Yeah, it's like, maybe you are.
Not that stretch. Not that far of a stretch, partner. Not that far of a stretch. access was great. I got to be within 5 feet of some of the Stinger's clothing, Ric Flair's robe, the real Smoking Skull belt. Mm-hmm. At least we think it's the real one, because I could possibly have stolen the real one. But anyway, it was pretty awesome. Got to boo Rusev, you know, live out my Rocky dream.
It was so crowded, we didn't get to do as much as we wanted to, but, I mean, we still got to hang out inside the Elimination Chamber, which is cool. And we got to bug a lot of people by holding the sign upside down. Like, it's upside down.
Shout out to our homeboy from across the pond. Wow.
Oh, I already know what you're talking about. Oh, boy.
Like, dude.
We're
truly sorry. And shout out to you for having the guts to be able to go out in public. What is it?
All right. So the British are known for having bad teeth. And we saw a fella. I mean, it was... there's just nothing good going on.
Nothing good going on.
Couldn't close his mouth all the way. I mean, they're not even... They're going every which direction. You know? But I will say this. He did not help his cause. He's sitting there picking at him. And I'm like, come on, man. It's bad enough like this is already going on. Don't be drawing attention to it.
Stop this mad news.
Yeah, it was rough. I felt for the guy, but you're absolutely
then
right.
There was the, the other fella in line who he had this terrible, like, dried out, recently, like, dyed blonde hair, and this brand new pair of black jeans. I know they're brand new because the sticker was still going straight down, down the leg.
yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, that takes me back to ninth grade. But yeah, I was 14 years old last time that happened, didn't we, guy? What's your excuse?
Well, I wonder. I don't know anymore. I don't know if it's a thing people actually do where they leave tags on things.
No. Don't mistake this for somebody who is trying to be on the cutting edge of fashion.
Yeah. So there's a possibility he pooped his pants somewhere along the way, bought a new pair, had to buy a new pair, and did not remove the tag.
Elaine, are you listening? I didn't even get there. No, I fully believe that he packed these pants away, not even realizing that sticker was on there. And I am not bold enough to say that he has not worn these a previous time or two without even noticing that sticker was on.
That's a bold strategy, guys.
But at some point, he's going to have to wash his clothes.
Yeah.
Well, let's not make assumptions here.
So we leave Access. Where do we go from there? This old man can't
remember. We had to leave a little early. We couldn't stay the whole time because we had more Evolve to go to.
Evolve
was just... Oh, man. Evolve was killing it all weekend. All weekend. That was the main event of Will Ospreay and Ricochet, which was amazing. They were doing all sorts of stuff. I would have gotten
some of that in the He's got up here! Review video. Yes.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
That was the highest attended Evolve show of all time. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I think
that's,
there was
that's
over
actually
a
where
thousand.
I took the where we got the picture that is currently my header on my Facebook profile.
Oh, there you go.
Must be a sign.
I think there was over 1,000 people there. Over a
thousand people. Can you believe that?
That doesn't sound very safe, but we'll keep that between.
We mentioned, hey, we were discussing that. If there was, if the ring was to just out of nowhere just burst into flames and people had to get out, there would not be a safe way to get everybody out of there. I would personally just stand against the wall and just let everybody go. I'll be the last one out, but, like, I don't want to get trampled.
Yeah, I, once again, shout out to Fred Yeha.
How high?
Yeah. These are homeboys.
Fred Yeha took
these
a beating. Chris Hero.
Yes, he did.
Oh, boy, did he take a beating. But Freddie Yeha is now a star in my eyes. We love you.
What do we do after Evolve?
All right, so Evolve, you know, we actually had some downtime, and we had talked about how this was going to be a sprint this whole weekend, especially Saturday. But we had a little downtime. We were actually able to sneak in a few Z's on the flippy flop back to the hotel. There for a little while before the Hall of Fame.
Gonna do the Hall of Fame. Oh, sorry. Shout out to Rick Flair for going a little long on his introduction.
Stan Hansen,
but Rick Flair.
And I now need to see more Stan Hansen.
Yes.
He looks awesome.
Yes.
I did like
shout out to your St. Louis Blues.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. First win, playoff win in Chicago since 2003, by the way. Whew. Thank goodness.
Official hockey team of the Fuzz and Travis Show.
Indeed.
Been a long time.
I did like in your weekend review video, Travis, when you're sitting at the Hall of Fame and Leonard Skinner is playing, and you're sitting there shaking your head no, and the guy behind you is shaking his head, oh, yeah. He is getting into it.
Yeah,
I didn't see this.
Jeez, Don. Where have you been? At school or work? Get a life.
Get a life. Go to more wrestling shows.
Indeed.
Yeah, that was a joke. I didn't have to be so serious. So
get a life.
Don.
Go to Tullahoma.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Well.
Hall of Fame, the best part to me about the Hall of Fame wasn't even Sting, because some people wouldn't shut up chanting for another match. Shut up, people. The best part to me was Michael PSA's performing Bad Street USA.
With a fanny pack on.
With a fanny pack on. Thank you, Michael PSA's.
Probably my favorite memory, I guess, from Hall of Fame was Michael Hayes claiming and saying directly to Linda McMahon that there was an attempt to urinate on her, which I just don't understand, like, why wrestlers do this to each other. Why?
You do remember, well, I guess we never urinated on each other, but...
No.
Definitely in college, there were people urinating on people's stuff, but we won't throw, you know, Philip Plyler under the bus. Oh, wait, sorry.
Well, I would like to, I think I've referenced this before, but I would like to cite Jim Cornette's belief that whether you were crazy before you got into the wrestling business or you get into the wrestling business and it makes you crazy, in any case, everyone in the wrestling business ends up crazy.
Yes. Amazing enough, you bring up Jim Cornette, which transitions perfectly into how we rang in my 35th birthday at the Dallas Cowboys Blues. Seeing good old JR and friends, a.k.a. Rob Van Dam, Hurricane, Shane Helmsley. I didn't say that right. Anyways.
Nope.
And Jeff Hardy. Yeah. And Jeff Hardy. It was amazing. And plus, we got photobombed by
that Asian guy.
Yeah. I can't tell if he's Asian or Latino. I can't really tell. But either way.
Whatever it is,
and,
different.
And JR had a story about Jim Cornette that we cannot share on the show.
Oh,
but nonetheless.
Funny.
Yeah.
Did you say Jim Cornette was there?
No, he was part of – he was. There was a story that JR shared about Jim Cornette that we cannot share on this on the Fuzz and Travis show. But we will share it with you later, Don.
That sounds good. But yeah, I'm starting to feel like this entire show has been oriented to make the Don jealous.
Yes.
It was so wonderful.
Pretty much. And we haven't even got to the jealous part yet. But at least the part that you should be the jealous of the most, you know about.
Got it.
That was a cool part, though, in the JR show, before we move on. I had tweeted to JR before the show, hey, it's my buddy's birthday at midnight. Can you give him a shout out? We're here at the show. Then Travis goes on the other account and retweets it, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, partway through the show, JR says, there's somebody who like tweeted at me like 80 times. It was their buddy's birthday. Are you out there? And I was like, over here, but I didn't say it very loud, I guess. And somebody else goes, woo! He's like, happy birthday. And he's like looking the other way. And I'm like, you know what? That was for Travis.
That counts.
So, it counts.
It counts. It counts. Shout out to you, JR.
Yeah.
This is for you, Ben Stilla. Anyways, that led into WrestleMania, a.k.a.
Well,
Travis's birthday. We
went back to the hotel. That's when we got locked out of the room.
Yeah.
But then we got a free slice of cheesecake, which was delicioso.
It was amazing.
And then
so the weekend was a total waste.
Yeah. Sunday, we had the Showcase of the Immortals. You had the Flower Mound first, right?
Yeah, I went out to the Village Church where Matt Chandler, my homeboy, my pal, usually speaks. Didn't catch him. He was in Africa doing the Lord's work while I was in Dallas getting ready to watch the Showcase of the Immortals. So, whatever. But it was great. It was awesome. Got to use Uber and Lyft for the first time. Impressed.
Oh. Nice.
It was awesome.
Then we headed towards Dallas for WrestleMania. Stopped at Whataburger. What a burger.
What a burger. I know Don's jealous now.
Oh, yes. The tasty Whataburger. I always enjoyed it before I stopped eating meat. No, I don't think I've ever eaten it. I don't think I've ever eaten Whataburger.
So?
He's got a puke!
If he ate it now, he probably would puke.
There's going to be a Don Mateo string of restaurants called What's a Burger?
What's a Burger?
There you go.
There you go. I like that.
What's a Burger?
By the way, one of my new favorite wrestling entrance themes, Shinsuke Nakamura's. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, I hear you got a violin. You want to learn something from Bach or Mozart? No, I want to learn Shinsuke Nakamura's entrance theme.
Shinsuke Nakamura!
That's just a fun Shinsuke. Name to say.
Oh, I love it. It's fantastic to say.
Although I murder it.
They've been using the nickname on MLB Tonight for one of the A's players. The King of Long Style when he hits a home run.
Nice.
I was so jealous. I want to find that the girl in that video, I want to find the jacket she was wearing that says Bonnier on the back.
Video that Don is referencing is a video of a band of apparently Japanese people doing a cover of Shinsuke Nakamura's New Japan wrestling theme and his NXT theme, both of which are amazing. And your head will explode when you hear them.
Sweet. Will it explode quite like my head exploded when the glass broke at WrestleMania 32?
I hope so.
I'm not sure if I should be like depressed or what, but one of the defining moments of my life.
there's a video that released recently of 10 backstories to entrance themes, and it was a terrific video, very informative. And turns out that Stone Cold, this explains so many things. Stone Cold's theme music was based off of Bulls on Parade.
Yes.
Where did you hear this?
It's a tune down. Like, if you tune, apparently you tune a step down, and they pretty much came up with it from Bulls on Parade.
Where did you hear this?
Well, a great source called YouTube. Very reliable.
Hmm. Skeptical.
I mean, admittedly, it's West culture, but they seem to know what they're talking about.
No,
yeah,
have you ever heard about how? Have you ever heard about how? Steve Austin's theme is just a take on the old Razor Ramon theme.
I could see that.
You ever thought about how Mick Foley's Mankind whatever soundtrack sounds like Razor Ramones? It has the car squealing.
Hey, could it be true that Razor Ramones his interest theme is the greatest of all time? No, it is not.
No. Sorry. Enjoy it.
Who's? Is it not?
I was saying it was, but it isn't. Razor Ramones.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't know what we're talking about, as usual. So we get there. We get out of the car. We walk around the stadium once again with the sign. People love the sign until you flip it upside down, and then they get all OCD about it.
It's upside down.
Which is fun.
It's upside down.
We get there.
John would have loved it. Ah, you would have loved it.
How long did we sit in line to get in the building?
Over an hour.
Yeah.
Just to find out that we're not even in a line.
Yeah.
That was aggravating.
What is this big thing we're standing in for hours? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
So just to find out we're not in line.
It's terrible.
Wasn't happy about it.
I feel as though once we get in, obviously, it's great. I feel like I'm really glad I chose to go to this WrestleMania because the storylines were so bad going in that it was almost like they blew it up. And they're like, you know what? We're just going to have the most entertaining show that makes no sense. Because tomorrow night on Raw,
that's exactly what they did.
Yeah. So it was perfect.
Yes, exactly what they did. So.
That really frustrates me that they've gotten where they just kind of cop out and just, it doesn't matter, we'll just do whatever on the following Monday.
Oh, yeah, it's no good, but that's where we're at.
Yeah. You know, and I'll just recount. You know, we're sitting there. League of Nations, we're the best three-man. You couldn't find a better three-man group than us, ever. Shawn Michaels music hits. I'm amped. Shawn Michaels in his wrestling gear,
Yeah.
Which is
kind
of
that?
Interesting. Then you hear the car swerve and the crash. And I'm almost back to Camp Nayati. Lo and behold, a slimmed down Mick Foley comes down to the ring. And I'm amped. Times two. And then the glass breaks.
Could have ended it right there.
Yeah. Uncontrollably stand up. Okay. And I'm fighting back tears for how great a moment this is. And, you know, stunners for everybody. Super kick, you know, mandible claw with Socko, couple of stunners. It's a great moment. 35th birthday.
It's awesome.
Achievement unlocked.
Booking on the show was really weird, but the show was fun. So, thumbs up for being fun, thumbs down for the booking, but whatever. Had a good time.
Do you have a rating for it out of 10? Being objective, from, you know, I know you're there and that it really heightens the experience, but from an objective standpoint, what would you give it?
Gosh, it's so hard because, like I said, it was booked terribly, but it was a fun show.
Yeah. I could see it would be difficult. It was a completely, I have to say, I mean, obviously it's going to be different watching it at home, but
yeah.
The problems are more glaring watching it at home. But I can definitely see how being there would just, you know, you're not going to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, compared to the last WrestleMania in which we had an experience together, so 32 versus 24.
It's been a while.
Had a little time to
catch up, didn't they?
I don't know what my ranking would be.
Legitimately think about how much the world has changed in that short of a period of time.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
Would you this would be my assessment. Would you guys agree? I would ask Travis, I suppose, like how he felt about. Were you moved at all with the Triple H Roman Reigns thing? Did that really did that get to you or affect you?
I'm gonna be the odd man out. But the intro to Triple H, I just was like, okay, I'm out.
I watching at home, from, you know, like I said, different. But I was, I must say, I was probably feeling what you were feeling. I was just watching this. I have not understood a word she's saying. I'm lost. But I can tell Fuzz was definitely into it.
I can understand what they were going for.
I love
it. And I was just like, I am out.
I thought it was great.
Of course, I had decided going in that I knew so many people were going to be booing Roman Reigns that I was going to cheer for him. I was going to, you know, I was going to pull an All-Star Wrestling. Yeah, I was gonna cheer for him like he's going out of style, you know. But then that intro, and I was like, okay.
okay. You are losing
really
hope me.
I hope the ceiling doesn't fall in, you know. So one of those things. So,
yeah. For me, I would sum up the issues. You guys can assess better, but for me, I would sum up the issues as the main events. Like, I didn't see really where they were going with either one. I mean, I could see where they're going. I guess that was the problem. But what is the effect?
This is the weird part to me. They legitimately should have made the triple threat women's championship match the main event. Especially with the belt and the rebranding of the division, they could have done that and made a bold move, and it would have worked, I think, because it was that good of a match. It was a quality match.
Not to be I was thinking the exact same thing. I thought the same thing multiple times, especially when everybody says that was actually the match of the night.
Yeah.
I would say so, yeah.
I don't know that it could have been the main event, the end, but it could have been a main event, one of them.
If you're going to have two, that I agree, you know, especially since you're starting with a new, like you said, with a new belt. You're tossing the Divas belt, which most fans who are probably at WrestleMania who are hardcore fans think is ridiculous. I think that's it's a positive way to end the night. Other than the way that it was, you know.
Yeah.
WrestleMania.
Which I hear that people still, even then, had a great time. Even after, I think after the conclusion, just because it was just that at that point you're just so, I guess, caught up in it and everything. But you know, that I think that would have been a great feel good.
I had an absolute blast. It was amazing.
Yeah. 100,000 people there. It was incredible.
Yeah. And we didn't even mention The Rock. I mean,
yeah.
It's awesome seeing him again. You know. How do you feel just as a follow-up? I've seen some clips from Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns. Teaming up. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Fuzzy, was he?
Well, I don't know. Might not be going on for long because.
Yeah. I saw that.
Wyatt hurt his leg or something like that, or his knee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, from what I understand, people were going crazy for Bray Wyatt, which. I mean, we're really into it, but the problem is they got really behind Bray Wyatt, who has been from a career heel rather than sheer Roman Reigns. Even though they're on the same team, or we're on the same team that night.
Yeah.
But. That was another thing with WrestleMania. Why are you doing this to the Wyatt family? You got all of them destroyed by John Cena and The Rock. Like, come on. We get it. You know, John Cena and The Rock are powerhouses. They've been around. But are you going to just keep burying these guys?
Yes.
Like, let if you're not going to go anywhere with this, let Luke Harper go. That guy's talented.
But no love for
Am I the only one who thinks
Strowman?
That? I know I'm not.
No love for Braun Strowman?
He may be improving. You know, I haven't been watching him that closely. But I think Luke Harper deserves more than just being, you know, Wyatt family food.
I agree.
I mean, if they did the Wyatt family properly, like as well as they could do it, absolutely. But it's time for him to do his own thing if this is as good as it's going to get. It's time for Bray Wyatt to do his own thing if this is as good as it's going to get.
Well, gentlemen, I hate to pull an old man on you, but I'm going to pull an old man on you. I got to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are more than welcome to hang around and talk. I've got a dress down day at school tomorrow,
too.
And I'm contemplating what to wear to school. Might bust out the Fuzz and Travis jersey of Doom and Destruction. Any suggestions?
That sounds good. We need Fuzz and Travis show suspenders.
Phenomenal idea. I'm on board. It took a lot.
It needs to be a thing. It needs to be a thing. Okay.
Should I hit the outro music, guys? WrestleMania 32 is amazing. I hear there's already plans in the work of a WrestleMania 33 in Orlando.
Plans in the work.
Melissa, Whitney, whoever Fuzz chooses to bring, fitting up Harry Potter World or whatever that's called.
Yeah, which the problem is I'm going to want to go to Harry Potter World too, but,
oh my
you
gosh.
Know.
Just kidding. We can make it happen, man.
Yeah. Anyways,
man, you are one pathetic loser.
Things I don't need to be told.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
He's gonna puke.
I hope not.
Can't do it.
Can't.
He's gonna puke.
He did it.
He's gonna puke.